From NPR and WNYC, coming to you from the Keswick Theater outside Philadelphia, it's NPR's Hour of Puzzles, Word Games, and Trivia. Ask Me Another. I'm Jonathan Colton. Now here's your host, Ophira Eisenberg.
Thank you, Jonathan. We have a great show for you. Four brilliant contestants are here to play our nerdy games. They're backstage piecing together clues left by the founding fathers, hoping to find the national treasure. But only one will be our national treasure. And our special guest is Amy Sedaris. She has a new TV show coming out about entertaining and hostessing, and she says each episode will center around a traditional theme, such as fish or grieving. That does remind me of the dinner party I had to cheer myself up after my goldfish died. He was delicious. I don't know what I'm going to do when my dozen pet oysters die. Our first two contestants will play a game about fictional hotels that are somehow worse than the actual hotels NPR books for us when we're on the road. First up, Courtney Mink on buzzer number one.
Hi.
Welcome. You're a finance assistant at a car paint company.
Yes.
Welcome. Your opponent is Seth Tannenbaum on buzzer number two. You are a doctoral candidate in history at Temple University.
Yes, I am.
Welcome. Courtney and Seth, the first of you who wins two of our games will move on to the final round at the end of the show. We've got a trivia game for you called Trip Revisor. We have written fake reviews of famous fictional hotels. Just buzz in and identify the hotel. Here we go. A nice young man showed me to my room, but then kept talking about his controlling mother and later stabbed me while I was taking a shower. 0 stars. Courtney.
Bates Motel.
Bates Motel is correct, yeah. Stabbing couldn't have been that bad if they can write a review.
It was just a light stabbing.
Yeah, exactly. Located at the end of Lonely Street, ever since my baby left me, this has been a great place to dwell. Also, I heard Elvis stayed there. Seth.
Heartbreak Hotel?
Yes, of course. It'd be good if Rebound Hotel was like across the street. Super quirky, pastels and muted pinks, a lobby boy who wears a hat that says lobby boy, and a concierge accused of murder. Plus, it's in 3 different aspect ratios. Just pick one, Wes Anderson. Seth.
All right, so I didn't see this movie.
All right, that's an interesting way to preface an answer.
But it's drawing a complete blank, so the hotel I can't remember.
Okay. But you know a movie exists that you did not see that
is
holds
true.
The answer.
Yes, I do know that.
We should probably give it to him anyway,
yeah.
Right?
It's in his head.
Close enough.
It's in its head, though, somewhere. Courtney, can you steal?
Is it Hotel Chevalier? That is Wes Anderson? No?
I think that was like a mini short movie, but...
Yeah, that's a Wes Anderson deep cut. We're not... we weren't going into his early works. The answer was the Grand Budapest Hotel. Let's try this one. It's so nice to have this place in Romania just for us monsters to relax. No humans allowed. Dracula is a great host. 5 steaks. Courtney.
Hotel Transylvania?
That is correct, yeah. The hotelier Basil has a short temper, but he does bear an uncanny resemblance to John Cleese. Puzzaker Archer.
This was a BBC sitcom that only lasted 12 episodes, but is considered a classic.
No? Do you want to guess? Courtney.
Fawlty Towers?
Yes!
Oh my God. Okay.
This is your last clue. This place is weird. They let a kid ride his big wheel in the hallway, and someone wrote red rum on the bathroom door. Still, the views are spectacular, so 2.5 stars. It's got a great bar. If you want to take a guess, part of the hint was the views are spectacular, and if you just want to use that and throw something out, I say it's worth it. Seth?
A room with a view.
It's a good idea. We were looking for the Overlook Hotel. Yeah. Okay, Puzzle Guru, Archung, how did our contestants do?
It was a bit of a tough game, but congratulations, Courtney. You're one step closer to the final round.